The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Good morning and welcome to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 on 850 WFTL in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA, a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale and satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. And we are here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where in the state you are. So give us a call right here in the studio, toll free, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. By joining each week, you can get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, as a matter of fact, with so much government regulation of our homes the past few years, is it still possible to be king of your castle?
Mm.
Yeah, interesting article. I mean, regulation. Mm-hmm. You're losing your right to control what goes on in your own home. No two ways about it. But hey, Karen, a blockbuster of a week as far as news goes, huh? I mean, you must have reported on 10 big stories this week.
Very big.
Incredible, and certainly seemed like it was a story every day. So let's keep our streak going, right? For the last few weeks, we started the show with new perverts being busted, right? Week after week for taking advantage of women. And this week, it's no other than Matt Lauer from NBC, and that started the week with an absolute bombshell.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, that was a big story.
Big name, and it's the biggest name so far, wouldn't
yeah,
you say?
No two ways about it, I think so.
The question is, though, Eric, you know, what did NBC know, and when did they know it?
Well, I tell you, I saw some of those videos that came out afterwards, and NBC, at least to me, thinks the American people are idiots. Really, it's that simple. They actually want you to believe that not a single executive at the network had any idea that Matt Lauer had this problem, that they were told of his sexual misdeeds like on Sunday night and they fired him immediately like Monday morning or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how stupid NBC thinks Americans are. All of the evidence, if you look at the evidence that just have been compiled on the internet to date, it shows that there were so many videos that all indicate he was, in effect, he was a sick guy. I mean, you have Katie Couric complaining on national TV mm-hmm. that he pinches her butt too much. Mm-hmm. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Then he gets caught telling Meredith Vieira to keep bending over so he can look down her shirt. And she then exposed him on TV for having a closet full of sex toys in his office. On national TV, she does this. But NBC had no idea. We first found out about this problem like Sunday or Monday, and we acted immediately. And the bottom line is they allowed this to fester, and they allowed it to fester for years. They simply tolerated it.
Same with Weinstein. I mean, there's a disconnect between corporate America and the sexual harassment problem.
Of course. But, you know, boils down to money.
It does, because they tolerated it because the Today Show sells about $500 million in advertising a year. That's a $500 million.
He makes
$24 million.
Right,
so
exactly.
Don't rock the boat. Just keep the money coming in. But now, you know, these women did go to HR, they said, but nothing happened. But now you can go to a reporter.
Wait till the lawsuits start coming in, because no doubt about it, there will be upcoming lawsuits. And then maybe you'll start seeing sponsors pulling out as well.
Like they did with O'Reilly.
Right, exactly. They did it with our. They'll do it with the Today Show too, because there's supposed to be like 8 women that are about to come forward, and when the allegations come out that NBC executives knew about this for years and years and years, you'll start see them pulling the plug, no doubt. But to me, you know, no disrespect to women, but to me, the most troubling story of the week was the not guilty verdict for the Kate Steinle killer in San Francisco. I mean, that really, you know, upset me to the a millionth degree. It was very difficult to deal with.
You're an attorney. How could it not be involuntary manslaughter?
I don't know how. Why? Because you have the San Francisco jury. Mm. That's why. The same jury is the same crowd of people who make their city a sanctuary city are the same people that sit on the jury. But to me, the city of San Francisco, you have blood on your hands. Had you simply held this felon so that the feds could deport him, what is it, the sixth time?
Yeah, yeah.
If they could deport him for the sixth time, he wouldn't have been on that pier with Kate Steinle, and he wouldn't have been able to kill her, and she wouldn't have died in her father's arms. Instead, this city council ignored federal law, and they released him because they're a sanctuary city, and San Francisco killed Kate Steinle, period. And when I saw the injustice that was dealt to that family that night, all I can say, my first gut reaction was build a damn wall already, secure our borders, and defund every sanctuary city, because enough is enough. That is a hard case to tolerate.
You sound like Judge Jeanine Pirro last night. Yeah. But the defense attorney goes, well, anybody could have picked up that gun that was lying under the seat and shot
it. But a six-time felon who was deported five times previously picked it up.
Plus, it's a six hour. I don't know if you know about guns, but that's why government agents carry those, because they don't fire easily.
Right, of course.
You know?
Exactly.
So here's the thing. He'll do about 2 years in prison because he was convicted on the gun charge, a felon possessing a gun. Then he will be deported. And I don't understand, if he just picked it up, you know, he didn't know what was in the thing, why
Because he was a felon in possession of a gun, right? So he's going to get like 2 years.
Yeah, so he'll immediately sneak back in because they're going to deport him again. I heard the DOJ was considering federal charges against him.
So, but eventually, with our border being, you know, a sieve, right, and San Francisco being a sanctuary city, yeah, he'll get kicked out, he'll get deported, and then where is he going to wind up again?
San Francisco.
The seventh or eighth time. Right back in San Francisco. And
well,
why wouldn't he do it?
Why don't we send all our felons to San Francisco?
Right, exactly, exactly. Put all of them in, exactly. But why wouldn't this guy do it? The politicians of San Francisco, they're encouraging it.
Here's their policy.
Exactly. Keep committing felonies. Keep getting deported. Keep sneaking back over the border. And here, you're welcome to come to San Francisco. We will help hide you. That's their policy. And these people in San Francisco actually condone that policy. But I tell you, today, I challenge anyone, call in. Let me know what the positives are of being a sanctuary city. Maybe I'm stupid and I just don't get it. You know, even to people who are convicted felons, tell me why that's a good idea in your city. I would actually, I'm so upset about that verdict. I would actually rather talk about that today than condos or HOAs, to tell you the truth. And I tell you, I pray with all my heart that not a dime of federal money goes to any city that blatantly violates federal immigration laws and places the lives of American citizens in danger. But I said it before and I'll say it again. I want one federal prosecutor somewhere in this country, one federal prosecutor, to arrest a mayor of a city who refuses to cooperate with the feds when asked to detain somebody. I want it to happen one time. Choose one mayor one time with violating federal law or aiding and abetting or conspiracy, and let it play out in court. Let's see how it goes.
Plus, do you know how expensive?
That's what I'd like to see.
It's so expensive to live in San Francisco. Rent alone is like more than New York. It's just, why would you want to live there? I don't get it. And then, when, of course, we had the Michael Flynn pleading guilty to lying to the FBI. That was another bombshell.
This week goes on. Unfortunate, because another case of the cover-up being worse than the crime. You know, why lie about contacting Russia to find out how they would vote at the UN?
He told me to do it.
Yeah, but so even Trump, even if Trump said call, Trump was the president-elect already, it's not a crime. The crime was lying to the FBI.
Right.
But dumb, really a dumb, unfortunate, because there really was no need to lie. Kind of silly.
But the little icing on the cake, we finished the week with tax reform.
Yes, we did. And a huge, huge win for Trump. Nobody can get tax reform accomplished in 40 years. But, like he promised, Trump did. And, of course, Democrats now complain that the deficit's going to go up by about $1 trillion, so there shouldn't be tax relief for businesses or for any of our workers. It's funny, Karen, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember the Democrats saying a word when under Obama
national debt
went up by $10 trillion.
And aren't we supposed to be bringing in now $4 trillion of money that's, you know, docked
parked
off?
Overseas.
Parked overseas.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. But the deficit went up under Obama more than every other president
combined.
Yeah. Think about that, right? But that was perfectly fine for the Democrats. But now when they're asked to step up and help American business and help American workers by reducing our taxes, they say, no, we want to be able to keep more of your money. And every one of them said it. Not one Democrat thought tax relief was a good idea, really. And they wonder why. This is what amazes me. I still can't get it. They are so out of touch. They still wonder why that American business owners and the American middle class turned on them and elected Trump. They are so lost and so out of touch. They wouldn't, not even one of them would vote in favor of tax relief for our businesses.
Oh, because
that's
why
I'm not worried in the least about 2018.
I think they need the revenue to pay the entitlements.
You're right, exactly, for entitlements. But, okay, first call of the day goes to Joe in Boynton Beach. How are you, Joe?
Hi, Joe. Hello.
Joe, are you there? Okay, if Joe isn't
hang
there,
on,
let's
hang on. Let's make sure. If you got him there, Sharina? There
my
he
question is.
Hey, Joe.
My question is on an HOA that has trees aligning the street, oak trees, does the board have the permission to remove all the oak trees and change the appearance of the community?
Very interesting question. Hmm. And this has actually gone on in a lot of different communities. Why? Because oak trees tend to destroy the property.
Right.
We've had arborists on the show, Karen, if you remember.
Yes, I do.
Who said the worst thing you can do when building a community, and I live in a community with a ton of oak trees, is put in oak trees. Eventually they grow and they destroy the property.
Well, the root system, right?
The root system destroys it. They get under houses, they get under driveways, they get under swimming pool decks, and it causes tremendous amount of damage. And yes, I believe that a board does have the right to actually, in the interest of protecting the community, make a decision to switch from oak trees to palm trees.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of cases out there, even in condominium law, that say when it comes to landscaping decisions, boards have a tremendous amount of latitude, especially if they're relying on an opinion from an expert that says oak trees, if left implanted, you know, in the ground, will continue to cause damages to the common elements, to the homes. No judge, I believe, no judge would interfere with a board of directors decision as a business judgment decision to change from oak to palm trees in the interest of protecting the community. Nobody would get involved in that. Okay, I hope that answers
your question,
Joe. All right,
You've
how about we? Go- you got it. How about we go to Bill in Miami?
Hey, Bill.
A question, which is with regard to CAMs and CAM company management companies, do both of them have to be registered or licensed by DBCR?
Yes, good
both?
Question, Bill. Good question. Not only does your community association manager, specifically who is working in your community, need to be licensed, but the company that he's working for needs to be licensed as a community association management company as well. That's a great question. Okay, so
okay,
when you,
thank you.
Before you go out, make that hire of your manager or management company, you want to make sure that you go on SunBiz, you do a search, or you do a search of the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, and you want to make sure that their licenses are up there. Okay?
And if they're already hired?
Then it might be a problem. You ask them to produce their licenses. Okay? Otherwise, they cannot enter into a contract for community association management if they're not licensed.
And if after entering in and it was expired or voided?
Well, if their contract if their licensure becomes void, they're in breach of contract because your contract should have a clause in there that requires them to maintain license at all times. Okay? So they're in breach and you guys should have the right to cancel.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Let's do this, Karen. Let's take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer, who specializes in community association law, among other things. And we're taking your phone calls toll-free, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Hey, you know, Karen, we were talking before we went on the air about all the sexual harassment craziness that's going on. And the issue came up of, you know, they say chivalry is dead. As a woman, are you concerned that even now men who may very well mean to say nice things like, hey, that's a lovely dress you're wearing, or hey, you look great today, you think men are going to be afraid to make comments like that from now on going forward?
I hope
not. Because I can tell you as a man, I think they are.
I hope not. You know, we had a panel.
You know, how do you feel about that? And are you insulted as a woman when some guy comes up to you and says, hey, you look great today, that's a lovely dress, or something along those lines?
I want men to continue to be men and to open my door and to be chivalrous and all of that and complimentary, and I don't want them to be afraid of me, you know, and any kind of retaliatory thing that I might do. We had a panel on this, and basically the attorney that we had, he's an expert in the field. He goes, you know, just one or two stupid comments in the workplace is not sexual harassment.
No, absolutely.
Even the sending of the sex toy that Matt Lauer did to the employee, that alone is not sexual harassment. It has to be pervasive, or it has to be a toxic work environment, you know?
Right.
So sexual harassment, really, there's a really high bar for it to become sexual harassment. And these women that will go to HR and get fired, they really need to talk to an attorney first to see if it rises to the level of sexual harassment. And if it doesn't, then you have no case and don't get fired over it.
Right. I'm still maybe a little old-fashioned. I think it's fine if I think a man should not act like a child and certainly shouldn't say dumb things to a woman. But it would be a shame, I think, if guys become afraid to say, hey, you look great today. That's really nice.
It's not sexual harassment. I mean, it really, there's a higher bar for it, and it has to be pretty egregious. You know, it has to be either a toxic work environment or pervasive every single day, you know, where they're saying horrible words about your body, and there's pictures everywhere, and they're looking at porn.
And don't get me wrong, the guy should go down.
Okay, exactly.
Absolutely.
So it's a much higher bar than people think. It's not that easy.
Gotcha. All right, how about we go back to the phones and we go to Julia in Hollandale. How are you, Julia?
Good afternoon.
How are you? How can we help?
Hello?
Yes, how can we help you, Julia?
Please. I have, Eric, I have a very simple question, hopefully. We have, in a condo association, we have a number of people that are snowbirds, and most of them are from Canada. Are they allowed to be elected to the board? And if so, are they allowed to hold an officer position of some sort, like a president or a secretary?
The bottom line is it is irrelevant where somebody lives for most of the year. Mm. If they're an owner in the condo, they have the right to be elected onto the board. Very few ways not to get onto the board. You know, if you have a prior felony conviction and your voting rights weren't restored, if you're delinquent in your assessments, you know, that's, you know, very few ways to be prevented from getting on. Where you live, totally irrelevant.
Irrelevant. What about driving under the influence? Is that sufficient to prevent the person from being run for the board or elected on the board?
If they have a prior felony conviction and their voting rights haven't been restored for the last 5 years, then they can't run. But if it was not a felony conviction then no, you cannot prevent them from running for the board.
And the second question, thank you. And the second question about San Francisco and the sanctuary city, I am completely appalled, but I have a practical question. Can the city of San Francisco be sued? What can we do on the grassroots level to actually, you know, put them all in jail?
Yeah, probably not.
I'm ready to do something. I just don't know what.
All right. I get it. And I will take it that a lot of people would like to see the city of San Francisco sued. They will take the position that, no, they can't get sued. They're subject to sovereign immunity. Absolutely. Very difficult to sue cities and sue states, especially for these types of decisions, because they would be subject probably to what's called sovereign immunity for these types of decisions, because at least at the moment, the law is not very clear as to whether or not they have to hold these felons or not, whether or not they have to listen to the federal government or not. So maybe Congress needs to pass a law that makes it clear that there is an obligation on all law enforcement throughout the United States, where if there's a detainer warrant, that all local law enforcement must comply if they can do that. I think that would be, you know, perhaps one way to start. But what happened there was an absolute tragedy. But you know what? One way to find out if they violated federal law, forget about a civil lawsuit. I'd like to see a federal prosecutor, like I said, make an arrest of a mayor. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely make an arrest and then find out what a federal court judge would say. Did that mayor conspire to let a felon who had a detainer warrant out into the open and avoid federal prosecution? Did he help that felon escape? Let's see what a judge or jury would say in that regard, and hopefully a guilty verdict would come out against the mayor who actually preached that and allowed that. Let's see if it happens. And under this administration, it wouldn't surprise me if one U.S. attorney actually decides to pull the trigger and give it a shot.
You know, I see a problem, though, Eric. If you start to mandate that you have to follow federal law, then what happens with all the medicinal pot and the Colorado pot laws? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's still a crime under federal law.
Right. So if you're saying you have to follow federal law for immigration, then what about for marijuana?
Yeah, I get it. But I'm willing to do all I can to prevent violent, convicted felons from being released back into the community at the order of a mayor. I mean, it's difficult to believe that a mayor in the United States would actually want that for the citizens of the community that he represents.
Well, I just don't understand how they cannot follow federal law. Federal law is supposed to be
right.
Above
supreme, right?
Supreme.
Exactly, right. So make an arrest, let it play out in court. But Julie, I really appreciate the phone call. All right, who else we got?
Two calls.
How about Pat in Deerfield? How are you, Pat?
Hey, Pat.
I'm fine, Eric. Our condominium building is facing a 40-year inspection in 2018.
Mm. Okay.
Can you tell me, as a board member, what I would have to do?
Sure. What county are you in, first of all?
Broward County.
Okay, so just to give our listeners a little bit of an update on what it means, if you live in Dade or Broward, not in Palm Beach, interestingly enough, Palm Beach County so far has not applied this, but if you live in Dade and Broward, after your building hits the 40-year mark, you're probably going to get a letter from your local building official that says, hey guys, you've got to go through your 40-year recertification process. And the building, the official is going to require that you hire the services of an engineer who's going to have to do an inspection on your electrical system and on your structural system. And that will be done in order to bring it current with the provisions of the current Florida building code. So you would have to certify that gets done. The engineer will come around and say, okay, your electrical panel and wiring needs to be updated as follows. Your structural needs to be repaired and updated as follows. And then you're going to have to give proof that was done to the local building official, and they'll normally give you several months to comply. And oftentimes it could be very costly. So I'm hoping that you, in fact, have reserves on hand. Right, to pay for those repairs that you're going to need for that 40-year recertification. If you don't, it is special assessment time, rest assured.
Wow.
Okay.
So,
but again, only the law in Dade and Broward.
Both the engineer and the inspector, or they're two separate people?
Two separate things. You're going to have to go out, and you're going to have to get your own engineer, right?
Right.
To come and do a survey of the building and find out what you're going to need to actually do to the property,
okay,
to bring it up
then
to
we fix it, and
code.
Then what?
that then you're going to get an actual contractor who's going to work with your engineer to actually bring it into compliance. And they're both going to let the local building official know that, hey, we did this, we complied, and then the local building official will get off your back for another 10 years.
Does this
have to go through it again in another 10 years from now?
Will they look at the 50. Docs, too, to make sure that they're not expired?
No, nothing to do with it. Okay. This is, just has to do with the physical condition of the property. As long as that physical structure
the
there is, Karen, they don't care about whether or not you let your docs expire.
Okay.
They're looking at the building itself, seeing when it was built, seeing when it was first given an occupational license, a certificate of occupancy, I should say, and then go 40 years forward from that date. And
does
if your building still exists...
Too?
Mm-hmm.
Structural, yes. So they're going to, again, examine all of those components and then give you a bill, quite frankly, to make all these repairs to bring it up to code. Okay?
And you know how long we have to do it, Eric?
Depends what your building official says. There'll be a requirement in there. And I can tell you, generally speaking, as long as you're acting in good faith, the building official will always extend out the time period.
I wonder why Palm Beach doesn't have to do it.
Yep, never was required in Palm Beach. Believe it or not. Okay, but thanks for the call, Pat.
Thank you.
All right, who else we got? We got John in Dania Beach. How are you, John?
Hey, John.
Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Karen. Great show. Best show on the radio in South Florida.
Thank you very much.
And Karen, in the lieu of being labeled a sexual harasser, I just want to tell you, you sound wonderful this morning.
Oh, you're the lovely. Thank you.
Objection.
No,
I'm trying to protect you. What are you doing?
Here we go. I'll be on CNN on Monday morning. But anyway, Eric, question. I'm in an HOA, but an HOA and a COA. Is there a requirement, because our property manager is telling us this, is there a requirement before someone is fined for a violation? Do three notices have to be sent to that owner first?
No, I'll tell you, the fining statute has undergone some changes over the years. But the way the fining statute reads now, and by the way, before we even get there, suppose your original governing documents don't have fining language number one, and suppose
They don't require three letters either.
Okay, but so let's say there's no ability to fine, and let's say your documents also don't have the as amended from time to time language, right, that incorporates future amendments.
We have the ability to find in our docs, but there's no requirement for three letters. I've been back and forth,
right,
up and down.
Okay. The requirement under the statute, but let me just finish one thought. One thought is, if it's not in your documents and you don't have the adopts amendments to the Florida statutes as they get passed, then there's a good argument that your association's not allowed to impose fines, period. You can't do it. But assuming you do have the ability to do it, the way the statute now reads, the board imposes the fine, right? And then at a meeting, okay, and that meeting has to be properly noticed, then you're entitled to go in front of the fining committee, and you have to get notice of that fining committee hearing. And at that hearing, you're allowed to put on witnesses, et cetera. You're entitled to 14 days advance notice. And the committee only has one role. And the role of that committee, it's not to reduce the fine. In other words, if the board has hit you with a $1,000 fine, the committee's role is not to potentially reduce it, let's say, to $500. The role of that committee is either to uphold or reject the fine. And if the committee decides to impose the fine, it actually gets levied and imposed only after that hearing. But the decision as to whether or not to keep it, it's like the board of directors is the prosecutor, but the fining committee is the judge. And you're the defendant.
Okay, I got you. Good.
Okay, that's
now
how you have to think about it.
Just a couple quick questions regarding that. Now, do they have to go to a fining hearing, or do they have to, or does the violator have to request to go to a fining hearing?
No, they have to. It has to be offered. It has to be in writing, sent to the unit owner, saying the fining committee will be holding a hearing on such and such a date, and it's got to be at least 14 days out. And the people on the committee have to be persons who are not board members. Oftentimes that's not done correctly in associations. People are screwing it up all over the place. And they're still thinking that the board has the ability to impose the fine after the fining committee, and that's not how it works. It's reversed. It goes to the board first, then the fining committee.
Okay? So the board votes to fine this person, then it goes to the fining committee, and they have the final say-so.
Correct. Bingo.
Okay. And is real quickly, is so we have that language in our, as you know, from time to time, that's in it. So we would fall under this statute. Can you, do you off the top of your head recall the statute number?
I will tell you during the break, but it might be 72303, but I can check and I will get back to you. Okay?
Okay. So that three letters, that's a bunch of crap.
Yes, it's a bunch of crap. Exactly. Said like a legal expert, bunch of crap. That's what it says in the statute. All right?
Thank you.
Okay, hey, John, thanks for the call. I know the phones are backed up, but we are running so late for a break. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Of course, attorney Eric Glazer, specializing in community association law. I'm Karen Curtis with him. And you have got a busy election season schedule coming up.
You are not kidding, Karen. Just to remind everybody, we're in the middle of it, smack dab in the middle of it for condos and HOAs. My office is just going from condo to HOA, running everybody's annual elections. And remember, everybody, if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after, you are automatically off the board, and one way of getting certified is attend our popular Condo Craze Board Cert class. We've now certified over 12,000 Floridians all over the state. And our class was approved by the DBPR to provide two 2018 legal update credits for all community association managers that attend as well. So come with your manager. Your manager gets, they are required every year to take legal update credits. This class gives that as well.
In case you didn't know, Eric invented this whole thing, this class, and was the first attorney in the state of Florida to do it, and his schedule is out. He's going to be all over the map on my birthday, January 18th at the Embassy Suites Hotel. We're going to have the board cert class at 9, and then we're going to do our show, our live radio show in front of the studio audience right after that. So please come have some lunch, and the seats fill up very, very quickly. Lunch is free. Everything's free. And you'll learn something, participate in the show, and sign up quickly. It is going to be a fun day again at the Embassy Suites Hotel here in Palm Beach County.
Love doing the show live in front of a studio audience. So, yeah, we'll see everybody on January 18th as well. And then the month after, February 15th, we'll be at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood on February 15th.
April 4th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo, Hyatt Regency Hotel.
April 10th, the L&L Condo HOA Expo at the Palm Beach Convention Center.
April 24th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Broward Convention Center.
Yeah, and we conclude the run on April 27th at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo, the Tampa Convention Center. So we are all over the state. But we kick it off January 18th with the board cert and live radio show January 18th, Embassy Suites Hotel, West Palm Beach. We really want to see everybody there.
So exciting. And you know what? You teach so many different topics at the seminar. I've been to many, many of them. Learned something new every single time. He teaches the importance of the from time to time language that he was just talking about, official records, the different types of documents that govern your community service, and emotional support animals, a really hot topic, collections, manager responsibilities, all of the new laws that have been passed this year and a lot more. Some of those criminalized being on the board for certain reasons. Food is served for free. Everybody walks out with a frameable, nice certificate that you passed the course because you were just there, and certainly a little bit wiser.
Absolutely. So to sign up, everybody, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com, and we look forward to seeing everybody again kicking off on January 18th. Karen, funny emotional support animal story.
Okay? Oh, jeez.
So I'm sitting the other day eating lunch, and I'm with Brian, and we're at a local restaurant. And in walks somebody with their dog, and their dog is wrapped in one of those vests that say service animal. Mm-hmm. And there's no question in my mind that that dog is not a service animal.
Right.
Because it's a little dog, and now, as you know, it's actually a misdemeanor to represent your dog as a service animal when it isn't. That's
more,
actually now a crime in Florida.
I didn't know that. So it's more emotional support than service.
Yes, correct. And by the way, emotional support animals are no longer permitted in businesses. But this person, again, if the dog was not a service animal, they're committing a crime by wrapping their dog in a vest that says service animal. So, you know, I don't have to tell you how that angers me, but it was really angering Brian. Right. So Brian turns and says to me, you know, damn it, who does this woman think she is? What does she think? The world revolves around her damn dogs? True story. The woman turns around to walk out. You know what her shirt says?
What?
Yes, the world does revolve around my dogs.
Oh,
you can't make
my
that
gosh.
Up. That's exactly what her shirt said. So it was hysterical. You know, dum-dum.
Oh,
but,
that's
yeah,
funny.
I don't know whether they threw her out or not, but her shirt told the story. By the way, John that called in a little while ago, John, the statute is 720.305. That's
you were
the
close.
HOA fining statute. I said 303. Sue me. It was 720.305, not 303. All right, how about we go to Gail in Deerfield. How are you, Gail?
I'm fine, thank you. I have two questions. One, I'd like to know, do I have a right to ask if we can get our documents amended to ban smart lights from the clubhouse? The
to
problem
ban
is
what? From, wait, hold on. To ban what?
Smart lights.
What's
where
smart lights?
You can turn the light off with a computer or a cell phone.
Oh.
We are legally bound by our documents to have a street light in front of our house with a mailbox attached to it.
Okay.
And I was at my mailbox a couple days ago. Somebody drove by my house and said, would you like to see how cool your light is? And I said, sure. They turned my phone, my street light on and off with their cell phone. And I am so unnerved by it, I cannot tell you. Because when I go to the clubhouse, if I'm there at night and I'm the only one there, I don't want to know that there are smart lights in that clubhouse that somebody can shut off or on with a cell phone and come in the clubhouse and do harm to people.
Right. Okay. So that's a concern that you want to raise to your board. And the board would certainly have the right to make that decision as to whether or not they want it or not.
Or have certain people have access to that.
Right, exactly, exactly. But that would be something that's, you know, up to your board of directors. Can you ask them? Certainly you have the right to ask.
The board president, and she said that the board couldn't do it, that I had to ask the management firm.
No, it has zero to do with management. The decision is what type of lighting to have in the community is totally up to the board of directors.
We're responsible if something happens,
right.
And
your board is certainly responsible.
Something could happen, and we didn't stop it from happening.
Absolutely.
And she said, "No, we're not, because they have insurance."
It's scary what you hear. Sometimes
somebody dies, you think they're. Relatives care if you got insurance or not?
Right, it's exactly right.
Okay,
it's
the other
bad
thing
way
is,
to look at things, let the insurance company
know. There's cameras inside the clubhouse, and they refuse to put it in the documents that they're there, but only the board members can see it from their computers.
Right.
Do the rest of us have a right to view the
No, probably not. I don't think there's anything particularly in the condo. This is a condo or HOA, by the way.
It's both. The shareholders are ruled by condo, and the renters are by HOA.
But in your specific community, is
condo.
That clubhouse? It's a condo. Okay. So the first issue, and a lot of confusion when it comes to this. Believe it or not, you can put a gate around your entire community, right? The board has a right to put a gate around your entire community if it's in the interest of safety. If the board believes that, you know, the community would be safer with a gate, that's not a material alteration.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't need a vote of the unit owners, and the board can make that decision. However, you want to install cameras? If you want to install cameras on common element property, that is held under current law to constitute a material alteration.
That's weird.
And the cameras can't go up unless there's a vote of the unit owners approving that material alteration. So the first thing you want to do.
They just did it.
Well, if you filed suit, those cameras are coming down if it's a condo.
I thought you once said that if there were cameras in the area. And only board members could view it from their computers, that they had to open it up for everybody to
I don't know if there's a requirement that they open it up to everybody. And I don't think that's the case. There's certainly nothing in the law that would require that. However,
community,
hold
it's
on.
Been
wait,
over
wait,
10
hold on.
Years since they went around and made sure that the people living there are 55 and older, because they said that they know when people come in to pay their rent how old they are, so they don't have to do that.
All right. Bottom line is every 2 years, without exception, I don't want to hear any excuses, every 2 years in a 55 and over community, you have to take what's called a reliable survey.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that someone in that unit is 55 and over. That could be done by way of birth certificate, driver's license, passport, some way of accurately verifying that that unit has at least one person in there 55 or over. If you don't do that, right, you can get sued and lose your exemption, which allows you to exclude children from moving into the property. There's a case in the Southern District of Florida where a community failed to take these reliable surveys every 2 years. They're no longer a valid 55 and over community forced to take in children. But Gail, sorry, we got to take our break. Still time for maybe one or two calls left. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Do you know the state of Florida has implemented new laws requiring websites for associations? And they haven't given you a lot of time to get it done. Good news. There's no need to worry, because the expert team at Easy Apps and its website division of Graphics Plus are ready to assess your needs and build a state-compliant site for your association. Board members, this is the right time to take advantage of digital technology and reduce your workload. You'll be able to increase awareness of community events in real time, save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents, collect monthly dues from members of the community right from their phone, communicate with your management company, post notices and other documents, and so much more. And now, for a limited time, Easy Apps and its web design division is offering a discounted price when you order a website and app package, so you can be compliant by the July 2018 deadline. They'll take care of everything and complete the work in time and within budget. Get ready before the rush. Schedule an appointment today at 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. Or visit graphics-plus.biz.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Attorney Eric Glazer taking your calls on everything community association, either condo, HOA, or what do they call it? Co-op. The number to call is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
And if you don't get a chance to answer your calls today, just give us a call in the office, 954-983-1112, 954-983-1112. But how about we go to Captain Kirk in Fort Lauderdale. How are you, Captain?
Okay. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about grandfathering things that are pretty illegal, like washing machines or changing the windows. This just happened, and the manager says, oh, that's grandfathered in. Your grandfather wasn't allowed to do that.
Yeah, you certainly were not. Exactly.
Your permission.
Okay, now certain things can be grandfathered in. For example, let's say that you have a no pet provision in the documents, but the board has been very lax about it over the years. So generally, what the board can do is say, okay, everybody that has a pet that we didn't go after, we're going to now readopt the rule. We're going to go forward with it. We're going to enforce it. So if you have a pet, you have 30 days to register it. So let's say by January 1st, you have to register it. So you have to be on a list.
That exact process, I understand what you're saying.
Yep. And then after that, if you have a pet that's not on the list,
come confess your violation.
Yeah, and we'll let you in. Right. Now, certain things, though, are troubling. And I'll tell you, what you raised to me was, I wouldn't be grandfathering in washers and dryers. Because why? Those are a safety issue, especially a dryer. Mm-hmm. Okay, a dryer could be very dangerous. If a dryer in a condominium is not vented properly, then that can cause an actual fire and explosion in the building.
And I have brought this point up to the board, and they just don't want to go after the known 52 washer dryers that are in people's apartments illegally.
Well, you know who will go after it? You know who will go after it? Your building official will go after it. Because dryers that are not ventilated properly can be deadly to the people that live in the building.
Right.
So, yeah, you got to make sure. So I'd have no problem if you put the local building official on notice and let them figure it out. I mean, you have people's lives are potentially at stake here. Okay?
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Kirk.
Thank you.
All right, how about we finish up the day with Donata in Miami?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
How are you? What's going on?
Eric, does the lawyer of the association have the obligation to write a letter if the board is not following the bylaws or the Florida statute?
Well, I can tell you, sure, when it's brought to my attention, you know, I represent a lot of associations. If I feel the board isn't following the law, you want to certainly let your client know, hey, guys, the law requires you guys to do this. You're not. Let's talk about it. Absolutely.
No, but do they have the obligation? The lawyer of our association knows that the board is not following the bylaws.
Yeah, I think if you know that the board is taking illegal actions, I think as your attorney, certainly you have an obligation to let them know. Of course you do. It's your job to tell them what the law is and to, you know, make sure to the best of your ability that they're following it. Now, sometimes you can lead a horse to water. Doesn't mean you can make them drink, right? You can tell the board 1,000 times, listen, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, but doesn't mean they're going to listen to the attorney, and attorneys in this area go through that all the time. It's, you know, nothing that says your client's going to listen to you.
What proves that the lawyer tried to make the board do the right thing?
Well, there may be a letter, but that letter may be marked attorney-client privilege, and potentially it could be. But that could be found out afterwards under the law. While something may be an attorney-client privilege letter, once that matter is concluded under the current law, that document is no longer attorney-client privilege. And unit owners can actually get a copy of it. Okay? Donata, we got to run, though. We're about at the end of the show. Karen, we've been trying to get a bunch of stories for like 2 weeks now, but thank heavens. Our fantastic listeners just keep us busy from the second we go on to the air to the second we go off the air with their fantastic questions and their great phone calls and their wonderful comments. And it is very much appreciated. Just want to remind everybody, sign up for the January 18th seminar in Palm Beach, because we're not only doing the seminar, we're going to do this radio show live in front of a studio audience on Karen's birthday.
Yay.
Okay, yeah, so we really want to see everybody there. Thanks for tuning in to another week of Condo Craze and HOAs, and we will see and speak to all of you again next Sunday at 11 a.m. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.